Good morning and welcome to today's walk with God. Please, let us show our gratitude to the Almighty God. Tell God, say, oh Lord, my God, I owe you an eternal debt of gratitude. And from my heart, I say, thank you. Almighty God, my God, I'm indebted to you forever. Therefore, from my very heart, I say, thank you. In Jesus Christ's name, we give thanks. Amen. Let us pray to God now. Tell God, say, my Heavenly Father, please show me mercy. Hasten the helpers that you have sent to help me. Let them help me without any further delay. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Heavenly Father, please hasten the helpers that you have raised for me. Let them help me without any further delay. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Genesis chapter 47, verses 8 and 9. Genesis chapter 47, verses 8 and 9. From the New King James Version, I read. Pharaoh said to Jacob, how old are you? And Jacob said to Pharaoh, the days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. Few and evil have been the days of the years of my life, and they have not attained to the days of the years of the life of my fathers in the days of their pilgrimage. Full stop. Praise God. Pharaoh asked Jacob a simple and direct question. How old are you? But the patriarch Jacob responded. And in his response, he used the word pilgrimage twice, just in one verse of scripture. That was to emphasize the truth that his life on earth was a pilgrimage, and that he was aware of it. He made mention of his ancestors, that is, his fathers, Abraham and Isaac. And let me ask, where were they at that time that Jacob stood before Pharaoh? They were dead and gone to eternity. Their own earthly pilgrimages had ended. And this ushers us into another series from today by the grace of God. We title it, We Are Pilgrims. You are a pilgrim, I am a pilgrim on this earth. So who is a pilgrim? A pilgrim is a person who is journeying from a secular place to a sacred place. And wherever you find the pilgrim along the way during the pilgrimage, that person is a sojourner there. That is, every pilgrim still on the way is a temporary resident wherever you find him or her. So, Jacob, who at that time had lived for 130 years, was telling Pharaoh that he was only a sojourner on earth. If you are a believer in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, if you are a child of God, bought with the blood, and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. If you are walking with God daily, living to please Him. If you believe in the everlasting kingdom of God, and you are determined as a citizen of the kingdom to inherit your own eternal mansion there, then know it today that you are a pilgrim on this earth. You are not a pleasure-seeking, sightseeing tourist. No. Pilgrims' hearts and eyes are set on where they are going. And the key to the right way that will take them there. Jesus has told us, I am the way, I am the truth, and the life. So let us avoid the distractions, which appear like attractions. All the days of our pilgrimage, let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for this new series we're starting today. We thank you for the knowledge, the truth that everyone is a pilgrim. Heavenly Father, we ask you that the sustaining grace and your power to see us through this pilgrimage successfully, please release to us daily. As we know it today, may we live consciously that we are pilgrims, that this place is not our home. We are only temporary residents. Thank you, Holy God. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.